Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette police arrest man after report of exposing himself in stores, then fleeing police. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department responded to Walmart on Thursday afternoon at around 2 p.m. after a 28-year-old woman called to report a man had exposed his genitalia near her while shopping at the store, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. Wasson said the 32-year-old man was located a short time later at Hobby Lobby after officers received a similar report. When officers arrived, the 32-year-old suspect fled on foot and entered a 2022 Dodge Ram truck with Texas plates pulling a trailer. He traveled south through the parking lot of Hobby Lobby through Walmart's lot, followed by the Powder Basin Shopping Center lot, where officers lost sight of the man. As he fled from the area, he ran over some landscaping, causing around $200 damage. At around 4:15 p.m., Gillette Police Department received a report the 32-year-old was behind Blowdorn Lumber. When officers located him, he again fled on foot, but was caught a short distance away. Law enforcement suspected him to be under the influence of alcohol and was arrested and charged with indecent exposure, two counts of interference, reckless driving, and DUI. Wasson said a second charge of indecent exposure is possible once an investigation into the incident at Hobby Lobby is completed. Share your views on youth and young adult mental health needs. The Wyoming Department of Health is asking family members and youth to complete brief surveys about potential barriers and needs for mental health care for youth and young adults in the state. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, two separate surveys are available, one for parents and guardians of youth and young adults, and one specifically for youth and young adults age 11 to 21 years old to share their own impressions of barriers and needs. Megan Selheim, Youth and Young Adult Health Program Manager for Wyoming Department of Health, said, "We know there have been increasing discussions about mental health issues affecting our younger residents in Wyoming the last few years. We want to know how we might improve access to care and hope to hear directly from families and youth about their experiences and thoughts." While the survey intended for youth and young adults asked for information on barriers, including from those who may be uncomfortable asking for help from family, Wyoming Department of Health is not promoting this survey directly to them. Parents and guardians are asked to share the survey with young people in their care, regardless of whether they have ever needed or accessed mental health care services. Selheim said, "We appreciate everyone who takes the time to complete the survey, as well as anyone who shares the survey with friends, colleagues, and people in the targeted age group. We need timely responses from across the state to help ensure we have a solid understanding of what's needed to strengthen mental health care access for kids in Wyoming." Related surveys for pediatric and mental health care providers are also underway. Wyoming Department of Health will review results from all four surveys to help people develop a plan intended to improve access to mental health care for Wyoming's youth and young adults. The Wyoming Pediatric Mental Health Care Needs Assessment, supported with federal funding, is offered by the Maternal and Child Health Unit, part of the Wyoming Department of Health Public Health Division. Visit Wyoming Department of Health's website at health.wyo.gov to locate and complete the surveys. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.